P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cooley.
It's fun to have some fun.
Tommy,
it's a tape thing.
Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Need a little bit of water.
Hey, Hoff fans. Welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home. We're always uncool. Or I should say, we're still always home. Wait, I don't think I do that. I don't know how this works. We're always ready, though, to talk about all things Philip Seymour Hoffman and beyond. Kyle, what's up? How are you enjoying your summer?
I'm having a great summer. It's early in the morning. I'm a little hungover. Had a fun Saturday night.
Food and films.
Drinky.
That's what it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
Drinky films.
Yeah, I think I still only covered two. What have we covered? World's End. I covered another drink movie. It's slipping my mind right now.
You did Cocktail on Cruise
Control. I did. No, I know that. Yeah, I covered Cocktail on Cruise Control. That movie's intense. It takes a really, real sharp turn. Have you ever seen it?
Great soundtrack.
It is. No, it is a great soundtrack. But yeah, no, my summer's been great, and I'm about to. If this is coming out on the this comes out on the 15th, on the 21st, I leave for Europe. So, oh shit, I'm realizing we're going to have to record a movie before I leave.
always good to the winner, realize things on
the
air.
Yeah, exactly. The winner that we announce on this one, we'll have to record before I go.
Yep.
Yep. That's the level of professionalism here, people. On my end. I do not put
No. I didn't realize that till now. But I'm excited to see it, whatever it is. We got two great choices this week. I know you have a dog in the fight here, Kyle, and from looking at the polls, being the poll master that I am, it was a close fight. And just a reminder, guys, this is our mid-month podcast, so we did all the Philip Seymour Hoffman films regularly, I guess in regular podcast style, if you will, in terms of we watched them and then we talked about them. Now we've decided to do our favorites, or we should say your favorites, because it's up to you Hoff fans to vote for them out there. But we're doing them now as rewatches, the first of every month, and we just have these little shows in the mid-month to maybe talk what's on our mind, but more importantly, to announce which films won our polls online. And this month, we had two palate cleansers, because last month we had The Master. By the way, I hope you guys enjoyed our rewatch of The Master. But, you know, The Master, great movie, we both enjoyed it, but very heavy film.
Heavy film, so, long film. I love it. But it was interesting to do like a rewatch and like a commentary for. I'll say that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Whichever of these films wins, I'm looking forward to rewatching and talking about it with you, Brian.
And just a reminder, the two films you guys could have voted on, you Hoff fans out there, were Pirate Radio, aka The Boat That Rocked. And that film, you know, fun film, British film. I don't think it did too well, but what I remember most about that film is the awesome cast and the great characters. Mm-hmm. The music, too.
Yeah, but great. That's a great talk about. I mean, you're saying Cocktail is a great soundtrack? Pirate Radio, that's got a great soundtrack.
And our main man, Philip Seymour Hoffman, the reason we do this podcast, the greatest actor of all time, Philip Seymour Hoffman. He plays, what is the character's name again?
The Count.
The Count, yeah. I knew it was something regal, something royal.
But so he's the only American on the boat, though. And it's like, I mean, it's a great cast. You got Bill Nye, Nick Frost.
What's that Irish man?
Oh, Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd, yeah.
And then Reese Darby.
Reese Darby, yeah. You know, I'm a Flight of the Conchords guy. Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh. Yeah, no, really, really fun cast, really great cast. And yeah. some pretty ladies in 60s attire.
And it's Richard Curtis was the director, and he's, you know, he did Love Actually. And
That would make sense.
And About Time, two, you know, so, similar casts.
Yeah, similar cast, ensemble kind of British thing.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? In Love Actually, the one American, well, the one main American is Laura Linney, who frequent co-star of Hoffman and
yeah. Oh, we should put the Savages up. Like
there are a couple that like later, yeah. like I definitely want to rewatch that are maybe like not the most common ones, but we definitely like before the end of this run we have to do the Savages, we have to do Late Quartet.
Yeah.
We have to do 25th Hour.
I remember that being such a surprise on Late Quartet because neither of us had seen that before watching it for the podcast.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of us thought it was going to be bad because, you know, you have, like, Walk In. But, yeah, no, we both really, really enjoyed that. And I've been thinking a lot about Hoffman and his movies and the ones that I'm like, you know what? It's been, like, 2 years for some of them.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy, just because we've been into our own shows, and I can't wait to rewatch a lot of these films. But the other film, Kyle, on the docket...
Make It Rain.
Along Came Polly.
White Chocolate.
A film that, you know, is polarizing in terms of everyone we seem to talk to doesn't like it, but his performance as Sandy Lyle is just amazing.
It's undoubtedly an amazing comedic performance.
It just proves to me how good of an actor he is.
And that's what I don't think people get when when I truly say I love this movie. Because he's in that movie so much. It's not like he is just, like, the sidekick character. The movie, like, there's a lot of scenes with him. And so, I don't care if you, like, what you think of it as a rom-com. I look at it as, like, a film that highlights his comedic abilities. And I think a lot of people... just overlook that. Like, that supersedes and that, like, shrouds everything else in my mind. So, I just as far as voting for it, I'm not saying that him as Sandy is better than the Count, but for this podcast, I don't think I think people, you know, might be thinking, like, about comparing the movies versus his performances, which we're watching for his performances.
Exactly. This is an actor podcast. This isn't a movie podcast. Yeah. This isn't a best movies podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about Philip Seymour Hoffman performances. Movies, yes, but also mostly performances. And arguably, Along Came Polly has one of his best performances from the comedic side, for sure. You're not going to compare it to stuff like The Master, but... it's arguably his best comedic role.
Yeah, if you're going to do one of those, like, Alamo Drafthouse nights that, you know, like, of, like, you know, I would give five movies. In, like, a five-movie showing of his career, quite possibly Along Came Polly would be in there. Just because if you're trying to add some balance and levity to it.
Well, same thing with our pocket. That's why it's a palate cleanser here.
Yeah, nice sorbet.
So, Kyle, are you ready to find out who won?
I'm ready, but, you know, I just have, as I say on my show, a gut instinct on what it's going to be. But please, Brian, let me and the Hoff fans know the winner of the August episode.
I thought you were saying August, like your middle name.
Oh.
Like the winner of Kyle August's podcast.
My heart.
Poll question, yeah. And in a very, very close one, and Kyle, I think if we want to get Along Came Polly elected, we're going to have to rig it, because the winner is Pirate Radio.
You're a bunch of pirates, I don't know what to call you people. You scalawags. There you go.
And again, we're looking forward to Pirate Radio. I can sense the disappointment. I can sense a little bit of disappointment.
Yes, because Along Came Polly makes me laugh a lot more than Pirate Radio, but Pirate Radio still has a lot of laughs. Like we said, great soundtrack. I love Philip Seymour Hoffman in general, obviously. And, Almost Famous is like his other music movie, but just since the era of music that they play in this movie is quite possibly my favorite era of music. So seeing him playing a character that's so passionate about it, is really cool. So no, I'm very much looking forward to Pirate Radio, aka The Boat That Rocked.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. And honestly, though, Kyle, if we want to rewatch Along Came Polly, we're just gonna have to put it up against.
Maybe we'll just do a special episode and shove it down your throats.
It'll be our mid-month. Like, what? Huh?
Exactly.
What's thinking, on the TV?
Wait, why is the mid-month episode an hour and a half long? Surprise!
That'll be Joey.
Oh, wait. I hope. Cage Club. Oh, I've got such a good idea. Well, maybe people will forget it by then. I've got a really good idea. It should be. It should be next year's April Fool's episode.
I was thinking of Shuler, but. Maybe we'll do both. Hey, who knows? Whatever. Yeah. We do on the first of the month, so it would make sense. Anywho, Kyle, anything else you want to say about Hoffman this month or just looking forward to these movies?
Just looking forward to these movies. How's your summer? You asked me how my summer is. How's your summer?
Pretty good. Enjoying myself. It goes by way too fast.
It goes so fast. It's not fair.
It's mid-July. I feel like it's over.
Yes, exactly. And every weekend is something. And while they're all fun things, it's just like it makes it go faster. Because like then you're looking forward to the weekend. And then the weekend goes by so fast. And then you're looking forward to the next thing. It's like when we're kids. It just, you know, I understand the whole time is relative. But it's like, summers are forever.
Oh, yeah. I wish people like did what they did in the winter and did nothing, and only I made plans, and then, you know, like, so then I would have less obligations.
Yeah.
And it's very selfish, but, you know.
We're both, I'm a June, you're August. I wish all birthdays were in the wintertime. So, like, then it, like, wasn't, like, there weren't, like, birthday obligations, so, like, and, like, no wedding stuff should be in the summertime. It should just be open for, like, you know, friend hangouts and barbecues. And
it should
vacations.
Be, like, school. Remember in school, like, the summer birthdays would, like, be celebrated on, like, one of the last days.
Yeah.
Like, all together.
Yeah, there
like, was like a big summer birthday day. So it's like, all right, now your summers are clear.
I would bring in those dirt cups. Remember those? The pudding with the Oreos and the gummy worms in them. Those are my favorite.
We're getting to like foodie films territory.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
you like food that looks like other things. That's like your big thing.
I like concept foods.
there's a place on St. Mark's in New York City. You know,
the New York City.
But there's a place on St. Mark's, like a famous dessert place, that one of their desserts is like, it's like a potted plant.
It looks like awesome. It looks like and you can eat the clay pot and everything.
I don't know if you can eat the pot.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember because I've never gotten this. But like the plant is like an edible ice cream. The dirt is like the dirt, you know, edible. So it's, yeah, it looks like you're eating a plant. That's all I remember. But no, that's
yeah.
People like food that looks like other things.
Amen.
But I've been good.
That's good.
High school slumber parties, rolling through the summer. We got some good films. Just a reminder, that's my podcast where I talk about high school films. Both those podcasts, Foodie Films, High School Slumber Party, P.S. I Love Hoffman, all can be found on cageclub.me or wherever you get your podcasts. And guys, we don't ask you this a lot, but a favor, like the best way you can help us spread the legacy of Philip Seymour Hoffman is by leaving a review, giving us a rating.
It really does help. It, like, I do not get it.
No, I don't.
I do not understand it. I will never say that I do, but with all those, you know, it's like such a word that people throw around these days, but with all the, like, the algorithm and everything like that, if you give us a star, that's great. If you also give us them add a review to it, that makes it better and makes it more noticeable in, like, the iTunes, you know, library for people to find, you know? So
yeah, it's all about relevance, really, and you're helping. It's not so much about us. It's about keeping the memory of Philip Seymour Hoffman alive with these great, great films. So on that note, I can't wait to watch Pirate Radio, apparently, in a couple hours or something. Because you got to go to Europe.
I got to go to Europe. What's today? Today, I don't know. But I got to go to Europe in like a week, so we'll figure it out.
Gallivanting. I was thinking about that the other day. The word gallivanting pretty much only applies to around Europe.
Like yeah. You know? You don't gallivant even in like the Orient, you know?
Gallivanting around the Orient. You never hear someone say that.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a foodie film, The Trip, where they talk about, I forgot which one, but it's like, when do you use the word babbling? Only oh, yeah. For
Brooks and...
Oh, yeah, or people going on and talking a lot, or Brooks, you know.
So good. I gotta cover those films soon.
What's that Brooke doing? Like, I'm not gonna do the accent. Like, what's that Brooke doing? It's babbling, isn't it? You know, something like that. Like,
as we're doing right now, we're both babbling.
Well, Kyle, you always get the honors to do this.
I would, if you want the honors, I would be more than happy to...
I open the show, you close it.
Okay, that makes sense. So guys, as always, stay uncool.
Sex a thing, you.